a morning show today, we talk about an important subject, an upcoming community forum on Wednesday at the Phoenix Center. And in to talk with us today is Mike Hardy, director of Simons Recreation Complex, and also Dean Amundson, member of the Foundation Board at Simons, and David Turk, County Board Chair. Good to have you all in here today. Dean, you did one of these last year. Why do you feel it's important for the area?
Well, we got a lot of feedback last year, and people were glad that we had that forum last year, and they would say we should have more of these. And that one focused more on the Richland School District's referendum, although everybody else participated. And this time around, we're looking at more the campus reconfiguration, what's happening with the gym and the other county buildings, and we'll have stuff from the other groups too, you know, that have some updates, but that is probably going to be the focus on this one. Plus, this is it's an opportunity for people to actually ask questions rather than just sit in a meeting.
Last year, I think a lot of the concern focused on the referendum for the school district, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. And Steve Board did a really good job with that, and actually both of those passed then in the April election. So, yeah, that was a good forum. We had 170-some people who came to the two different sessions. You know, this time we're only doing the evening session.
So that night, the Wednesday, January 29th at 6 p.m. is when you'll be doing it then.
Correct. So, yep.
Good. Well, describe what you do as a member of the Foundation Board of the Simons Rec Complex.
Well, I'm the treasurer and the secretary, so I keep track of the books, and I also take minutes and, you know, you set up the agenda. But, you know, there's seven people on that board, and we all work well together. We have different ideas of how things should work, but that's what you want on a board, so you don't all just follow a simple direction. We try to raise money. I mean, last year we donated about $50,000 to Simons, buying equipment, fixing things, you know, and we're hoping to do the same amount this coming year.
How do you raise money?
Ask for it.
Oh, that's a good way to do it. Go out and beat the bushes a little bit.
Yeah, we don't solicit directly. We send out letters to people, and mostly they're members of Simon. Sometimes they're not, you know, if they've donated in the past, and over the course of the year, people just donate money. They see specific things that are needed, and they'll just, you know, say, well, I'll pay for this, and, you know, they direct it through the foundation so they can use it as a tax deduction.
Sure. Mike Hardy is here. Mike, you depend on those kind of donations from the community, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, $50,000 is huge for, you know, a facility like Simons, built in 1987. And you know, we've got a lot of needs there. And obviously with the past few years between COVID and, you know, campus closing down, that kind of led to a slight decline in membership. So obviously that affects our kind of bottom line. And having the foundation step in and do that was huge, because, you know, the county board and the city council really stepped up and kind of gave Simons a new life by supporting us. But that, you know, that can only go so far, because there's so many things that the county and the city are responsible for relying on those taxes for. And you know, so there's a lot of extras as far as, you know, treadmills and equipment and fixes to the facility that $50,000 goes a long, long ways. And we're really happy for that. And I guess one other thing that Dean didn't mention, that they have also started to do a little bit of grant writing. And Alan Linz, who's a member of the foundation, wrote a very nice grant last year that got us a piece, a sci-fi piece of equipment, which is our first inclusive piece of equipment, exercise equipment. And that was written by a grant by Al. And that was, you know, that was really important, because that kind of domino effect, and we're looking at doing more of those inclusive and more accessibility type equipment to get more people involved at Simons. And so grant writing is another thing that the foundation members have been talking about doing more of as well.
2025, we're new into the year. Do you have goals and some things you'd like to accomplish this year at Simons?
Yeah, we've always got goals, obviously. One of our, you know, biggest goals remains, and it's been here for a long time, is increasing membership, and we want to retain the existing members we've got, but also attract new members. members, which can be a little bit challenging. But again, those improvements to the facility really help a lot as well. But the other thing, one of the other big goals that we do have, and we talk about this with the Natatorium Board as well, is that we do want to decrease our reliance on the subsidies that the county board and the city council provide for us through the tax levy. Obviously, it's it's a very big help for us, but we like to see taxpayer dollars, and I'm a taxpayer just like anyone else, and I like to see my taxes going for those things that maybe it's maybe more difficult to get donations for, to raise funds for, to write grants for. One thing with parks, recreation, and facilities, cultural and recreational facilities like Simon's, we're very well positioned to ask for donations, to receive donations. There's always a lot of foundations there, estates or donors, grants that are willing or interested to help programs like ours out, cultural programs like ours out. So if we can take more advantage of those, then obviously we're asking for fewer tax dollars from our taxpayers. And then the county board and the city council and the school board can concentrate on using those in other areas that maybe don't have that that position where they can't ask for those type of funds. So that's one of our big goals as well, is to reduce that reliance, but still not only continuing the existing services that we do offer, but we want to expand our services for what our members are looking for. So something that can be sustainable, and that's been a big word that we have had is, it's great, we can bring in these donations, we can bring in all these new things, but is it something that we can sustain 5-10 years down the road? If we can't sustain it, we don't want to go back and 5 years later have to ask for someone to bail us out or whatever. We want to have a plan in place that we can sustain any new improvements that we do make. So if we do make any additions to the facility, to the complex, we want to ensure that we've got a game plan that we're going to be able to sustain it down the road as well.
Simon's is a Making a Difference Award winner as well this year. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were happy to hear that announcement. Last week, Mick Cosgrove called me up, and Al Enns, again, Al's name, it was the one who nominated us, Al from the foundation, and he's done a lot for the foundation, a lot for Simon's, and we're really pleased with that. Obviously that acknowledgement goes to our staff, to our members, to the county board, the city council, the Natatorium board, the foundation, everyone involved, but from our standpoint, it's awards are great, but it's a little bit flipped, I think, in this situation. I think where the community is giving Simon's Recreation an award for outstanding organization or whatever it was, I see it as the other way around. It's really Simon's that should be acknowledging the community really for what they've done, because, without the community support, without the county board, city council, and the foundation really stepping forward and putting a little extra support to kind of bring us back to where we need to be, Simon's wouldn't be here, obviously. So it's really Simon's that's really benefited from that community support. So we appreciate the acknowledgement. I think the work that Richland Rejuvenates does, and Mick Cosgrove and his group, I think it's been really great, through the last few years in the community. There's some other great nominees out there with, Educator of the Year and all the other great things that they do, and congratulations to all those people as well, and congratulations to our staff and our members and the county and city for receiving that award as well.
Dave Turk is here as well. Dave, the Simons is kind of a crown jewel of the county, and every county has the ability to have a facility like this, right?
And that's a comment we hear, that people travel other places and there isn't something like this in those other places they go to, whether it's around Wisconsin or other states or whatever it might be. I go way back with Simons. I was attending the campus when ground was broken for Simons and got to participate in the write-up of that in the campus newspaper and stuff. So, yeah, it's been something unique that happened because of generosity and because of people getting together and making things happen. And that's kind of this community forum environment, is get some folks together and talk about ideas and what can we make happen.
As the chair of the county board, you take over at a time it's been, you've been busy, to say the least.
To say the least, yes, yes. And we're going through a transition right now, looking for our next county administrator. We do have our interim administrator and deputy in place, Derek Kalish and Josh Elder, and they're picking up everything as quickly as they can, and Josh will be at the forum that night, so... that transition is happening. We're out recruiting for our next administrator, and whoever we bring in, educating them about the things that the county does and does well, like Simons, is an important part of it because we want to keep doing what we do well.
Yeah, your recent meeting, and you recognize had a moment of silence for Marty Brewer. That was a huge loss.
It was a huge loss. Marty has been important in so many projects and initiatives in the county, was county board chair for a couple of terms, had the pleasure of working with him. Many of us had great respect for Marty and his dedication to the community especially. He cared deeply about Richland County in every way. And so we definitely miss his presence and miss his spirit with us.
You were a part of a community forum last year as well. Some of the same topics this year, right? But maybe we're a little bit closer to having answers?
Well, it depends on what you define as an answer, Phil. We had a community meeting last year when we first started getting our assessment results back on the campus buildings. Mm-hmm. And Simons was not part of that. It was just the other buildings at the campus they were doing an assessment on. And it was very eye-opening, and in large part, the news was not good. We have gotten more in-depth information since then. We'll share some of that at the forum coming up to let people know what the status is and what we know for sure. First and foremost, we know we got to replace a bridge because right now it's not safe to get heavy equipment across the existing bridges to even contemplate doing anything with the buildings. So that's a project that will get underway this spring, and we'll talk a little more about that. Just share information with folks where we stand. A lot of people are asking what's going to happen next. Well, we're still figuring out where we stand in a lot of ways. In addition to the condition of the buildings out there, there are other conversations about what the county's space needs are. Our courthouse is historic but dated, doesn't necessarily meet the needs of a modern courtroom in many ways. Our jail has longstanding issues and has had for a while now, and it's getting closer to the time where state inspectors may tell us, all right, you need to do something. So these are just some of the other factors that we're considering in looking at, okay, the county has space needs, so where do we have space? That's not to say, oh, we're going to put a jail on the campus part. No, that's not what we're saying. But we need to be thinking in those terms as we look at all the other things we're dealing with.
Sure. And certainly that'll be among the topics that people will have, I'm sure, mm-hmm. when they ask you about that. And I think it's important, Dave, to be transparent because you and I both know there are a lot of rumors out there that get started.
Right. And that's where I'm looking forward to the question and answer part. People will ask questions. And at our last time we did this and got together, people had lots of questions. We'll give the best answers we're able to. Sometimes the answer is we don't know yet. And when ideas come up, there's a lot of great ideas that are talked about. You know, boy, it'd be great to make some of those happen. I'm not sure how we go about making that happen, but we'll have some conversations. We'll talk to the city, talk to the schools, whoever we want to talk to about some of the ideas that come up and potential future directions for things.
It'd be nice if money wasn't an object, wouldn't it?
Oh, boy, would that be nice. Yeah. Unfortunately, it definitely is an object. We're relying on the $2 million grant that the state has approved through the legislature and the governor signed for redevelopment of the campus property to pay for that bridge. It won't take up all that $2 million, but it's a chunk, and it's a first step towards whatever else happens out there. So we're continuing to work on that. But yes, you're right. The financial constraints that any municipal government operates under, county, cities, villages, whatever, are a large, large part of addressing, you know, whatever needs you have. The biggest example I can give you, the folks that did our property assessment just ballparked some figures and said, okay, if Richland County wanted to build a brand new courthouse, jail, county office complex all in one, we can't borrow that much money. That's going to cost way more than we could afford. So we've got to figure out, okay, what are smaller things we can do?
Okay. I can't co-sign for you then, in other words. So.
I don't know that would help significantly, Phil, but I appreciate your interest.
Well, I'm just here to help, you know, whatever.
Yes.
But, I think a lot of the assessment came through the gym, too, as well. As I understand it, a lot of the electricity came through that building. Is that the case?
The gym building is part gymnasium, and that part of it's in pretty good shape. The gym floor is in good shape. The roof is adequate. The locker rooms need some work. but the restrooms off the lobby entrance area are okay. They're not exactly up to modern code, but they're usable. But the other half of that building is the maintenance area. And the maintenance, there's a garage, there's a maintenance shop, and then there is power and HVAC distribution to other buildings on the campus property. And that's kind of a big question mark. And trying to figure out, okay, what exactly is in there? How is it all linked? And it's all original equipment to the building. So it's, you know, 60 years old, and most likely you can't even find parts for it. So,
do you have contact with other counties or going through similar situations where their two-year campus is shut down?
In the fall, when we were having the Wisconsin Counties Association conference, a lot of other counties that were going through this, I was able to have conversations with, and everybody's in a different situation. Ours is kind of unique because of how our property is situated. It's a fairly large footprint property. Being located where it is, and other counties have buildings that are multi-stories, and they had other people already on one story, so it's a different matter just to open up a second story of that building to a different use. So each county finds themselves in unique situations. Others whose campuses haven't closed yet are trying desperately to do what they can to ensure that things will continue on. I wish them luck with that. Yeah, it's been real varied as far as the experience.
A couple of buildings are not being heated this winter. Is that correct?
That is true. From the assessment detailed data we got, and we can talk more about this at the forum, we determined that two of the buildings, it is more expensive to try to remodel them than to tear down and build new. They were just in such rigid configuration for their present use and in such poor quality and so far below code that the amount of money needed to invest in those buildings, you could get a brand new building for it. So we have cut off the heat to those buildings and most of the electricity, so they are not being heated or maintained or anything. What the consultants told us is, yes, if you take that step, that means you're abandoning that building, and so they will likely be torn down.
At the forum, you know, I mean, last year it was even closer to the fact when the campus had shut down. I mean, it was certainly a hot topic, very emotional topic. I think people have come to terms with it, knowing that it's not going to be an educational facility again. Does that make it a little easier or not?
I think in some ways it does. There's still a lot of emotion because it was such an anchor in our community for so many years, and so many people have close personal relationships with either faculty from there or with attending it or being a part of the social activities that happened there. But there is a realization now in some ways that, yeah, that ship has sailed. It's not going to be what it was. So we need to figure out then, well, what can it be?
At the forum, you'll be talking about some other county things, too, that will come up. Anything else that you expect to be asked about that night?
Well, we'll see where people want to go. We're certainly going to focus on campus property. I'm very proud of what's going on at Simons with Mike and Kyle and the whole staff out there making some visible improvements that people are noting. And you hear the buzz in the community, people talking about it. The contributions of the foundation have been very significant in that. And while that may not represent a huge slice of our county budget, it's a very visible picture of the county, the city cooperating together. You know, there's interest in what can involvement of the school district be. We can talk about that. We are working on an MOU, a memorandum of understanding with the school district for them to be able to use the campus gymnasium for some activities. Haven't got that finalized yet, but we're working on it. So, you know, that's all part of recognizing that, yes, there is cooperation taking place among units of government, trying to get things to happen for the benefit of our whole community.
It'd be exciting to have games in there again.
It would be.
Wouldn't it?
It would be.
So maybe that will be one of the topics that come up there as well. And as far as insurance, is that a concern too if the school uses it?
We've addressed that, and that was one of the questions we asked for liability and things like that. And between the two entities, yeah, we can sort that out. So,
Mike, why do you think the community forum is important from the standpoint of the Simons Recreation Complex?
Well, I guess I can say personally that I did go to the last forum, and that was before I was an employee with Simons, a couple of months before, and of course I've been a resident here and a taxpayer, and my wife and I went, and of course we were interested in the referendum at the time, and Steve put on an excellent presentation, but the thing that really stuck with me was just seeing everyone up there. I wasn't really expecting it. I was expecting to go listen to Steve's presentation and listen to the referendum, what it was about and everything. And you know, the thing that stuck with me, so many people showed up, which was great. And usually that referendums do tend to bring out a lot of people. But the thing that really stuck out with me and really actually led to me being really interested in coming here and being more active in the community and eventually finding the job with Simons, and it was part of my decision to come here, was just seeing the collaboration and just the interaction between all the entities. I mean, seeing Dave in the county up there interacting with the mayor and the city, and interacting with Steve and Aaron Unbehan with the school board, just seeing everyone up there just seamlessly working together. And that, you know, and that's something that I think is very important for especially smaller communities, small rural communities, where we're fighting more with finding the funding. Funding's not there. Buildings are more expensive. And, you know, out in rural communities, it's, you know, the money's just not there where it used to be as much before. And seeing that, and then also seeing that, you know, Tracy was the director at the time, and she was sitting up there with them, and seeing that, hey, you know, Simons, they're putting a facility like Simons important and collaborating with Simons, using Simons as kind of that, one of those collaboration points. That really impressed me, and that's something that really stuck with me when the job opened up, and that was one of the really deciding factors that made me want to come here and say, yeah, I could definitely be an employee with the county, with the city. Just seeing that you know, that collaboration going on, that was huge. And then knowing that one of the tasks that that I had been asked when I was going through the interview was sustaining Simons, and you know, coming here and leaving a successful program up at Baraboo, where I had been for 15 years, and deciding to come here was, you know, knowing that seeing this forum and knowing that the county, the city, and the school district were working so closely together, the community was so supportive of Simons, bringing it back to its kind of glory days. That really helped me decide that, yeah, I could accomplish those sustaining goals that that the county was putting forth, because I knew I did have that support, and I knew that I did have a county board and a city council that worked really well together right now, and a school district that was, you know, everyone was communicating really well together, and they were all at the top of the game, I felt, and for Simons to be able to get back to the top of the game, I felt that they would need that as well, and just having that opportunity, and you know, I've been invited as the Simons director to come to these collaboration meetings that that Dean was talking about earlier, and just being a participant that way just makes me you know, really proud that Simons is held at that standard. You know, David mentioned that Simons doesn't take up a huge amount of the budget for the city or the county, but it really, like he said, it really impacts the community, and it really is a big part of the community. So it's not the dollars that are put there. You know, taxpayers don't pay a lot for a facility like Simons for the benefits they get back, but they hold it at such a high standard. So that's where it's important for me. I think the community forum is really important. If you're interested in what's going on in the community, just coming to listen, coming to be involved with it, I think that's great. You're going to hear some great things from Dave and the county and the other organizations about what's going on and some of the bigger topics, and an opportunity to be to interact with that as well. So obviously, you know, all the leaders here want to hear what the community's thinking, what the community wants. You know, what direction do you want us to go at all levels? So you know, if you want to know what's going on, and if you want to be a part of the future of what's going on, then, you know, be involved, come to the forum, and you know, come and learn, and kind of like I did, it really changed you know, my viewpoint when I came to the last forum. So I think a lot of people are going to find that out.
I think when you and Kyle were here earlier, we were talking about the possible collaboration with the school, you know, swim lessons, you know, and those kind of things. That would be a win-win for both entities, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We've been having meetings with Steve, and we've got another one coming up, and the county and the city are involved as well. So we're working on some things in addition to bringing some swim lessons and making it part of the school curriculum and that type of thing. But we're also working with some other things with an auditorium board, and it's kind of at its infancy stages right now. And, you know, and Steve's kind of kicking around some ideas what might work, where the school might be able to be somewhat involved, as whether it's a partner or whether it's, you know, working through offering swim lessons, recruiting lifeguards, you know, having lifeguards come more directly from the school district. Because when we lost the campus, that was, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily think about that. The campus loss was big, but it was huge for Simons, not because we lost members, but because we lost a really huge source of our staff, you know, because Simons was right on campus. You've got college students who have a lot of open time during the day. You know, lifeguarding is something that it's pretty easy to do. It's a pretty flexible schedule, and we really, you know, it was hard for us to find lifeguards once the campus students left. So really now working with the school district, working with Steve on really recruiting lifeguards through the high school, which is also right there, you know, is going to be a huge impact for Simons as well. So I do think we're going to have some positive announcements coming from both the school district and the county and Simons as far as some additional collaborations we're going to be able to do down the road here.
Yeah, that's exciting news. And Dave, I know you're looking for the public for, you know, not only to bring questions, but maybe some ideas to pass
sure.
along as well.
Yeah, we'll be there to talk at this community forum, but we're there to listen too. And that's just as important. Yes, we want to have transparency. Yes, we want to share information, but we also want to hear from people, whether it's questions, comments, thoughts, ideas. You know, we may not be able to make them happen instantly, but I love to hear some of those ideas and think, okay, well, how could we do that?
Sure. We just need people to show up, Dean, as we look at Wednesday night, right?
Correct, yeah. We're hoping people show up for this. And it will also be recorded by Nova Video and be put on their YouTube channel. Not immediately, maybe, but next day, I would think, if people couldn't make it, and they can they can come to watch it there.
You've had a chance. You listen to these guys talk here today. You know, anything you'd like to follow up on, anything that Dave or Mike said?
Well, I just hope people will come. I mean, they were good spokespeople for their groups, and I think we'll have a lot more from, you know, referendum update from the school district, see where they're at with the projects and stuff, and we'll go through a lot of the collaboration stuff that is currently happening between the city, the county, the school district, because there's a lot of stuff out there that people aren't probably aware of that is happening where you have to work together with stuff. And also, you know, mentioning some of the stuff that is donated by the public that people aren't aware of too, that, you know, has helped the community.
Definitely. How often does the foundation board meet then?
Well, the foundation board meets every month. This collaboration group, we've been kind of meeting every month, but it's nothing real set. So, and it's a small group, so we can usually, you know, figure something out.
Hopefully the numbers are good this week at the forum, yep. Then, right?
Hope so.
Just want people to show up. Thanks, guys, for coming in today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Dave Turk, Mike Hardy, and Dean Amundson joining us on this portion of the morning show.